freedom goes away.
Hi, I'm Bruce Baker. I write songs that give people with conservative values a laugh, or maybe bring a tear to their eye. Hopefully, the songs will help people with liberal values to see the light of liberty. Please visit my website at www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker. You can hear full versions of several songs and see my video. There are links to download either iTunes or MP3 versions of the tunes on my new album, Mark's Larks. That's www.myspace.com/Bruce-Baker.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
And here at the Network, and we'd hope this morning to have our special guest, William Grigg, with us. William, are you there? Well, I guess maybe William forgot about the program, or maybe my secretary forgot to call him. Anyway, we were going to be talking about the corruption of our legal system and the fact that, unfortunately, most of our lawyers think that they're part of an elite. They are certainly the people who determine the laws of our nation without understanding that it's our Constitution that's the foundation of our freedom. And, of course, they don't even bother to teach the Constitution in law schools because they've been infiltrated. And the whole purpose is to turn lawyers away from an understanding of our Constitution, of the source of our freedom, and to give them the idea that the courts determine the law, and, of course, the judges determine the position of the courts. And lawyers are locked into a system where they have to go along, and if you don't go along, they'll take away your law license, just exactly as happens in medicine today. And if you're a doctor who questions what you're told as a physician, and you, for instance, were to come out against vaccines, they'll pull your license. They did that to Mark Geyer, who I'll be interviewing very soon, an outstanding physician who's come up with an excellent treatment for autism. They have over 800 children they've treated, and they've almost all improved. And yet, of course, the medical board back in Maryland took away his law license because he spoke out against vaccines, and they said this is not accepted medical practice. And he actually took the board, the medical certifying board in Maryland, to court, and there are eight of families that came at their own expense to testify on their behalf that their children had been dramatically improved under Dr. Geyer's treatment. And, of course, there's never been a complaint against Dr. Geyer to the medical board. It was simply because he disagreed with the concept of vaccines. Well, anyway, the judge who heard the case that Dr. Geyer brought against the medical board said the medical board is wrong here. The judge ordered Dr. Geyer's license to be restored, and you know what happened? The board said, "We don't care what the court said. We're above the law, and we are not going to restore his license." Well, we're going to be doing a series of interviews with Dr. Geyer. You'll certainly want to hear that. But one, certainly we have medical boards or legal boards are above the law. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble as a nation, but then, of course, we're in real trouble because America has turned against God. If you're out there and you'd like to give us a call, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck with me talking this morning without a specific subject. But one thing I do believe, and I'm really increasingly concerned about it the more I study this issue, is the very real threat of an EMP attack, an electromagnetic pulse attack. Why am I concerned? Because there's an organized effort within the mass media and the people who control the mass media to suppress this information from the American people. Now, we've mentioned in the past, and now fortunately we have it available for you, the talk that was given by Ambassador Cooper, Ambassador Henry Cooper, who was the American representative at the disarmament negotiations with the Soviets during the years of the Reagan administration and the early years of the first Bush administration. And Ambassador Cooper is very well known back in Washington, D.C. He's got great contacts there. And, of course, he is well aware of the very real threat of an electromagnetic pulse attack. Certainly the military here in America is aware of it and frightened to death. And certainly Congress held extensive hearings on the danger of an EMP attack. And, of course, after that, and of course, realizing, of course, that this could destroy America, could absolutely devastate our country at very little expense to an enemy. In fact, you wouldn't even necessarily know who the enemy was. The explosion of three nuclear weapons in the stratosphere, that would be one on the East Coast, one over the central part of America, and one on the West Coast, would simply, well, as Ambassador Cooper says in the talk, and you can actually hear him make this statement, that as many as 90% of the American people would die within the first 6 to 12 months after an EMP attack. Let me repeat that. Because I went back and listened to this several times. I wanted to be sure I had it right. As many as 90% of the American people could be dead within 6 to 12 months following an EMP attack. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. I will actually send you a report from the Heritage Foundation by two PhDs who study this issue that verify exactly what Ambassador Cooper said. You're talking about mass destruction of America. Not that the people will be killed by the attack, but the wiping out of our electric grids in this country. And this would incapacitate most of our trucks and most of our cars, simply because they have computers in them, and simply an EMP attack will wipe out your computer. And the only way to protect yourself would be a Faraday cage, and even a lot of Faraday cages would not protect you and your electronic gadgetry in case of an EMP attack. Now, what is an EMP attack? Well, setting off a new thermonuclear weapon about 200 miles above the surface of the Earth, it generates an electromagnetic pulse. Like lightning, it's about 100 times faster than a bolt of lightning. And it would simply strike anything down below it and wipe out the electronic impulses. They know what would happen. They've actually done this in experiments out in the Pacific shortly after the Second World War when they were trying to learn what atom bombs would really do. And they realized, of course, that an electromagnetic pulse would do this. Now, you could also get an electromagnetic pulse from the sun. And basically, back in 1859, there was an episode of storms on the sun. A massive electromagnetic pulse hit the Earth at that time, and suddenly, but we didn't, we were highly electrified, didn't have that much of an effect. It does not affect you or animals or plant life. It just wipes out electric circuitry. And, of course, if we were to have either the storms on the sun or electromagnetic pulse, we're going to wipe out our grids unless we begin instantaneously. We'll be back here in just a moment at America. Give us a call, 877-254.
Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. It's going to be open lines if we can't get William Grigg. So our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I was giving you the background of an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse. It could come from solar, and about every 100 years, why they'll have these solar storms on the sun, and then, of course, there will be a massive EMP attack. It's about time for another one. The last one was in 1859, well over 100 years, but basically far more of a threat. Because, of course, any country, whether it would be Venezuela, whether it be North Korea, whether it would be Iran, could set off an electromagnetic pulse from our stratosphere, and they say, well, that's why we have to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons, because if they had the nuclear weapons, they might set them off. Ladies and gentlemen, Iran started working on the development of nuclear in 1975-1976, under the Ford administration, when we encouraged them to begin working to develop nuclear energy. Well, we have someone on the line. I hope it's William Grigg. Who's on the line?
I wish it was William Grigg, Dr. Stan. Steve from Greeley just calling in to talk a little bit about the EMP situation.
Oh, Steve, I'm so glad to hear from you, and I appreciate having a caller. Steve, go ahead, tell me your thoughts on the EMP attack, and why aren't the American people aware of this very real danger? What do you know about EMP?
Well, you know, I talked a little while ago, I think, when you and Lynn Marzulli were on discussing this, and I explained that I had a electromagnetic pulse hit me at my house. I don't know whether it was directed or it was just a part of a solar storm, and it did affect everything and knocked my computer completely off line. It burned out the transmitter on the wireless, the ports. It did not touch the motherboard. It did not trip one switch or circuit in the house, but it just fried right through everything that was tuned right on the communication bandwidth of my machinery. So this stuff can be very targeted. It can be very, you know, specific frequency related, and it can actually burn out specific frequency modulation signals that are working through either your modem, your wireless system, your cell phone, or a number of other things. It doesn't necessarily have to burn everything. It's very, we're talking about high frequencies at specific, very high voltages. I don't know whether this was, you know, something deliberate that happened or just at the end of a solar storm, but it definitely did knock me out.
Well, of course, the difficulty would be, as far as the nation is concerned, would be that it would simply fry our electric lines, our electric grids, which are old. They certainly could be protected. They are not protected. And it would simply wipe out certainly not only the electric grids, but anything that was plugged into your lines when those grids went down. I mean, this is the frightening thing. But yeah, I think it's so important people understand this is not an imaginary threat. It's a very real threat. Congress voted almost unanimously. Both the Democrats and Republicans voted to appropriate the money, and that has all been blocked. And any further discussion of the threat has been blocked. And how could that be? I mean, who would have, be powerful enough to be able to suppress the information? Because it's a great story, you know. They love to frighten us to death about all sorts of non-existent problems, and the very one very real existent problem that has Congress really frantically frightened to the point where they voted almost unanimously to appropriate billions of dollars to correct this problem is never mentioned today at all.
Yeah, that's
so,
right.
So what are your thoughts on EMP? Do you think, how are we going to get the American people to understand this is not an imaginary threat? It's far more of a threat than most of the things that that we're being told about.
You know, I pose one question that's worth considering, I think, and that is, what would it do to the electronic surveillance grid that the New World Order is setting up if they did use something like this? Would it eliminate a lot of surveillance cameras, computer equipment, things that are that they've been setting up to basically monitor people? I'm wondering if an EMP attack might be counterproductive towards the overall lockdown on surveillance.
That may very well be a very legitimate point, because it, on the other hand, it could be the best thing that ever happened to America, because it would destroy their ability to control us. The difficulty is that it would kill the majority of the people in this country. And, of course, the other side, the Brotherhood of Darkness I talk about, is anticipating some sort of a major event, because they have their massive underground facilities to protect themselves. And Jesse Ventura has done an investigation on that, and certainly we've talked to other people who have actually seen these underground facilities, where they are. We know where about 90 of them across America. Well, they are setting these things up because they know something's coming down the line. So this would be, if an EMP attack came, it would have certainly be dual purpose. Pardon me, it would have several results. One would be to neutralize this effort, as you say, on surveillance, and to destroy the hold that they have over our lives. On the other hand, at least those people who survived would have an opportunity to form a new society and a free society. And I don't know where God is in this whole thing. Only my fear is that God is going to bring his judgment on this country.
Sure seems that way. You know, just to shift gears quickly, I've been watching the chemtrails to the south of us here in Greeley, and I see a lot of this. I saw a documentary on global dimming, where they're actually obscuring sunlight and how this is cut down on evaporation based on these evaporation pan studies that they've done. And this appears to be a problem for the drought situation that I think we may be having across the Midwest of the country right now. We're just not getting any precipitation at all, and I think a lot of it may have direct relation to this global dimming effect. Have you thought about, I know you've done a lot of work in this area, Dr. Stan, is that a possibility in your opinion?
I think it is very much so. We don't see the intense blue skies we used to. I mean, it just occasionally will, but more often than not, you don't, and this is because of the material that they're putting up in the stratosphere and the atmosphere. And then, of course, the jet contrails. Jet contrails create a haze in the sky, and they know this to be true. They've done a lot of studies on this. They're just not telling us. And that haze in the sky cuts down, certainly, on the sun, and it begins to all the sun that strikes the earth, and it begins to alter the weather. And they, I believe, are intentionally altering the weather, because I think that they are going to bring drought to this country. I think this is man-made. And through certainly chemtrails and contrails and HARP. And HARP, I mean, it's top secret. Who are they keeping the secret from? They're not keeping it from the Russians, because they've worked with the Russians, and the Russians have HARP systems, certainly, and probably other countries do as well. But I know at least the Russians have HARP systems, and they can utilize these, heating the atmosphere to actually alter our weather system. I really believe that what we're seeing today is not an act of God, but an act of the dark side. I can't prove it. But I would love to be able to get into a court and get people under oath. But you see, government officials have sworn and they signed agreements. They will never reveal what they know. And as a result, they do not dare come forward. But fortunately, Rosalind Peterson has collected 40,000 government documents and there's certainly scientific documents pointing out the weather modification programs that have been carried out today. You can go to her website. Just look her up on the internet, Rosalind Peterson. Go to her website, pull down the articles, read them. Understand this is not imaginary. It's very, very real. And incidentally, we have a wonderful talk Rosalind gave at our conference 2 years ago. It's available on DVD. It's just called Geoengineering, and I believe they are geoengineering the atmosphere. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I've got that DVD, by the way, and a friend of mine gave it to me. And, of course, I was aware of the chemtrail global dimming effect that was taking place here. There's a that's a great piece, by the way, and she does a great job. There is a researcher by the name of David Travis, and he looked at the temperatures around the country in the 3 days that there was the a lockdown after 9/11 when they didn't allow any planes, all planes were grounded, and the temperatures went way up across the country, so we know that these chemtrails are definitely having an effect. BBC documentary that came out on global dimming that talked a little bit about this is estimated that at least 20% of the sunlight that the U.S. is used to getting has now been obscured by these chemtrails. And, of course, this affects evaporation from the oceans, which is one of the reasons why we're having this incredible drought. And nobody is dealing with this, as you've said, Dr. Stan, and this is something that is going to be mammoth in terms of its effects, and I believe we've got to do something about that. And so I just want to say those things. I'll hang up now and let you and your show progress, and maybe some other listeners will have some ideas as well.
Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our number is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. And we shouldn't confuse chemtrails with contrails. I mean, chemtrails, I believe, are one thing. I think contrails are the condensation you see from the jets of aircraft, both military and civilian. But if you go onto the internet, you'll find out that there actually is aluminum particulate matter in the jet fuel, makes it burn hotter, and specifically in rocket fuel. The rocket fuel has a great deal of aluminum, but even the regular jet fuel has some aluminum in it, at least in the articles we see up on the internet. Rosalind Peterson has not confirmed that for me, but if you go up on the internet and simply type in contrails aluminum or chemtrails, contrails aluminum, chemtrails, of course, are active, intentional spraying. Contrails are condensation trails, but at least according to the articles on the internet, there is particulate aluminum there. And, of course, we know that they have put up certainly massive amounts of aluminum dust into the atmosphere to alter it in all sorts of government programs. But nobody in the government dares talk about it. If they did, that end up being sent to prison. And how can you have a free society when, of course, government officials are prevented from telling you the truth? We know the government puts out a lot of faulty information, a lot of disinformation, and it's about time the American people understood. There are people who are working at the highest levels of government who are part of the invisible government, and their goal is not the health and welfare of the American people, but population control and destruction of this nation. And basically, America's been targeted. I mean, we have GMO foods here. They won't allow them in Europe. Certainly, we have all sorts of things here in the United States. Water fluoridation. They won't allow this in Europe. Why won't they allow it in Europe? Aren't they as smart as we are? No. They're trying to preserve the health of the people over there. And we are intent upon destroying the health and the people in this country. They know exactly what they're doing. And ask yourself and ask others, why won't the Europeans allow genetically modified food? Well, because it's carcinogenic. And because, of course, it decreases fertility. And basically, of course, we know that animals fed genetically modified corn for three generations become totally infertile. They tell us that the fertility rate, I just read an article this morning by Robert Samuelson, who incidentally is one of my favorite columnists, and pointing out that a significant drop in fertility in our population. It has been running 2.1 and now it's down to 1.9. Well, that's overall, if you get into the Anglo-Saxon, it's about 1.67. You need 2.1 children per family to reproduce the family. We're down to, in the white population, 1.67. But overall, even with our immigrants now, we're down to 1.9 children per family. And this is not happening by accident. It is happening, I believe, by intent. They know exactly what they're doing. But, Chris, when people said, why is the fertility rate falling? Why the people in charge said, gee, we have no idea. But we can guarantee it was nothing in the food or in the water or in the air. And, ladies and gentlemen, aluminum produces infertility. And that's what they're spraying on us today. My telephone number, 1-877-254-7544. 1-877-254-7544. Give us a call, please.
Delaney's Electric Incorporated and all DAS listeners, how do you show your gratitude for the sacrifices made by those serving in our military? You can show you care by sending packages to our troops while they're away. Just call your local veterans organization or type military care package into any search engine. This message is from Delaney's Electric Incorporated in Ault. For all your electrical work, call 970-834-1715. That's 970-834-1715. Sentus, the uniform people in Greeley, ask everyone to get involved in our community this holiday season. Whether it's food for a family in crisis, a toy for a needy child, care packages for military members, or giving the gift of life by giving blood, you can make a difference and directly affect someone's life. Be part of something great. This message from Sentus, the uniform people in Greeley, named one of the most admired outsourcing companies in America. Call 970-352-2233, 970-352-2233.
I'm a small business owner who wants to get down to the business of making my business better. So yeah, this is about me. It's about my dream, my desire to grow my business, turn a bigger profit, and increase my output. And it's the reason I'm looking at these Ram trucks and commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. From the legendary Hemi to the durable and powerful Cummins Turbo Diesel, you can enjoy low cost of ownership, the industry's best warranty, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got on-the-job upfit allowances up to $1,500, a special $1,000 small business incentive, bringing the total savings offers up to $8,200. On top of all this, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm small business. My gut says Ram. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Maximum tax expense eligibility, $139,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by January 2nd, 2013. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to ramtrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks at Chrysler Group, LLC.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's open lines, unless we can get William Grigg. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. But I started out talking about the danger of an EMP attack. And basically, it was simply take down our entire electronic grid and basically would burn out the generators and transformers, and it would be relatively easy to repair this. A few billion dollars. Congress voted to appropriate it, and this was effectively blocked by one person in the United States Senate. Couldn't get out of committee, and as a result, of course, the efforts to protect us from the danger of an EMP attack has certainly been destroyed, so we would lose the electronic grid and anything you had plugged into certainly the your electric outlets at the time this happened would simply be fried. It was electronic. Now, basically, it would also take out your computers. Don't ask me how it works, but it says the EMP attack would take out any computer that was sitting around. It would actually deactivate most of the cars and most of the trucks because they all have extensive computers in them. You probably don't understand that when you drive your car, there's a computer that makes things work. The older cars, the old Volkswagens, the old trucks, or the old Edsels, things like that, they would work fine because they're not dependent upon computers. But, of course, modern-day cars are dependent upon computers, and those cars simply would not work. And then, of course, you wouldn't have refrigeration. It wouldn't be that your refrigerator be knocked out because most of them don't have computers in them. But, of course, you would not have electricity. If you have a generator, yes, it would work as long as you had fuel. How long would your fuel last? Because, of course, they're not going to be able to run the trucks, the trucks that actually carry the fuel to the gas stations, and the pumps at the gas stations wouldn't work because they don't have electricity. And they would take them 6 months to 2 to 3 years to be able to reconstruct the electric line and our electronic grid across America. Because, of course, isn't it interesting? We no longer manufacture the generators, the transformers. They're all manufactured over in communist China. We've intentionally put off the manufacturing of the things we need to maintain the integrity of our electric grid to other countries. Why would we have done that? Oh, well, it's cheaper to produce them over there. Ladies and gentlemen, we've done everything we could. The elite who run this country to force manufacturers to move to other countries because of the tax structure specifically designed to encourage our manufacturers to move to other nations because they don't have to pay any 35% tax. And if you were a major corporation and you had to pay a 35% corporate tax here and a 5% corporate tax on all of your profits in China, which country would you be producing in? That's why they did it. They know what they're doing. And, of course, we do not have any supplies of generator or transformers here. And basically, the article that we will send you from Heritage Foundation confirms exactly what Ambassador Cooper says on this DVD. I hope you'll get this DVD. I hope you'll circulate it widely. It's called The Threat of an EMP Attack. It's the talk that Ambassador Cooper gave at our conference, and this was last in October of this year. And you can get that DVD, and we'll send you the report if you call us at 1-800-544-8927 and just ask for the DVD, The Threat of an EMP Attack. Again, the number to call, 1-800-544-8927. Because you can go up on the Internet and certainly look up the threat of an EMP attack and some very good articles there, some that are not so good. A lot of certainly disinformation is put out so that you will not understand the very real threat to the United States and the fact that after extensive congressional hearings, as I said earlier, Congress voted almost unanimously, both the vast majority of the Republicans, the vast majority of the Democrats voted that something had to be done, and nothing has been done. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, somebody's intentionally blocking efforts to actually protect our electronic grids across America from the threat of an EMP attack. And, of course, somebody's actively suppressing the information. I'd like to know what you think about it. Is this imaginary? Is this just hype? Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7524. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. But, of course, you would not have refrigeration. This would be one of the big problems because you wouldn't have any electricity. We are totally dependent upon electricity. Certainly, so many of our factories would be shutting down. And how would you get medicines delivered to the pharmacies if you didn't have delivery trucks? And basically, you would see the total destruction of the infrastructure of our nation because we are totally dependent upon EMP. Now, the people in the central part of America certainly would living on farms, many of them would be able to survive. They'd be able to grow their food. How would you get food if you were living in a large city? And how would you even get out of the city without transportation? And if you did get out of the city, where would you go? This is why they're openly anticipating up to as many as 90% of our population would die within 6 months to a year. And we ought to be talking about this. We ought to be making preparations. What sort of preparations do they have? Well, all the preparations we have for an emergency are dependent upon the availability of trucks, bringing in food, and most people do not have a supply of food on hand. The food that they have at the grocery stores, should be immediately replaced. The food is kept in large storehouses a great distance away, and they simply bring in food almost every day to replenish the shelves. The grocery stores don't have a food supply. And if those trucks aren't running, why? Because the grocery store shelves are going to be empty within 48 hours. And, of course, then what will people do if they don't have the food supplies? Well, I hope most of the people listening to our programs have both canned goods and freeze-dried or dehydrated food on its hand. What about water? Where would you get your water? I said, you get water from a faucet, of course, but what happens if certainly the pumps, the electric pumps that maintain the water pressure aren't working because there's no electricity? Now, certainly some of our municipalities do have generators, certainly, but how many of those generators would work if they have computers in them? That's the big problem. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. What do you think about the danger of an EMP attack? If you would like to call in, we don't have to talk about EMP. We can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about because I have nothing prepared this morning. Our number is 877-254-7524. Could it really be this bad? Who's the first 5-8-7-4?
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Trace Margaritas in Greeley thanks all the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. To those heroes back home from missions abroad, know that your dedication, selflessness, and courage are appreciated. May God bless America. This message is from Trace Margaritas, 2319 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 970-378-6662. That's 970-378-6662, offering a 20% discount to veterans and those who served in our armed forces.
Well, Dr. Strand, here at the President's Human Network, and it's open lines. We'd love to hear from you. Our number is 877-254-7524. And, of course, we're talking about what would happen with an EMP attack. What would happen to our hospitals? Well, our hospitals, most of them do have generators, certainly, but how long would their diesel fuel or gasoline fuel hold out? A week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks at the most, and then suddenly our hospitals would have no electricity. What about the medications, the delivery of medications? We have stores of medications, but how would certainly get the medications to the hospitals, to the pharmacies, to the diabetics? Most of the diabetics, ladies and gentlemen, would be dead within 6 months. Who do we have on the line?
Hello. Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is John from Brighton, Colorado. How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. Thank you for calling in. Do you have a question or comment?
Dr. Stan. Are you familiar with the book, One Second Answer by William Fortune?
I have read the book, and I'm using some of the information from there for this and the other information we've been able to get. What did you think of the book? Did you read it?
Well, unfortunately, Dr. Stan, I took it on vacation and read it while I was laying on the beach, and it scared the heck out of me.
Well, it's
a long time to be reading a book like that, you know?
That book was
just
put out
it's a tremendous book. It's a terrifying story, you know? And every one of your listeners should read this. Every American should read this book. It's a story, you know, which one man struggles to save his family and his in a small North Carolina town after America loses a war that sends our nation back to the dark ages. A war lost because a terrifying weapon, an electromagnetic pulse, EMP, and, you know, it is already in the hands of our enemies. You know, and months before publication, One Second After has already been cited on the floor of Congress as a book all Americans should read. It has been discussed in the corridors of the Pentagon as a realistic look at EMPs and their awesome ability to send catastrophic shockwaves throughout the United States. You know, this could be a dire warning of what might be our future and our end, Dr. Stan.
I agree with everything you say. The book, ladies and gentlemen, is called One Second After. In fact, we're a thing of trying to carry it here, but if you can get it elsewhere, get the book and read this book and help us to get this information out. This is not imaginary. I mean, actually, I've talked to the author of this book. We have a four-tape set on the danger of an EMP attack. I'm not sure whether that set is available yet, but it's all set to be produced, and we hope to have that out. We do have this excellent talk by Ambassador Henry Cooper, and that is available, The Threat of an EMP Attack. We have an article out of Heritage Foundation, but you can get this information off the Internet. The fact that this is being suppressed by the people who control the media, it, to me, is frightening. The fact that the people who know what's going on are not telling the public. And certainly, the afterwards of the book, epilogue of the book, is written by a naval captain who studied this and says it's not a matter of if, but when this is going to occur. The foreword is written by Newt Gingrich, who's not one of my favorite people, but he lays it out very clearly. This is a very real threat to America. So what do you think we ought to do? How are we going to get the people to understand this is not an imaginary, but a very real threat. We're worried about a lot of things that are not a problem. The things that are a problem are just never mentioned by the controlled media. Is our guest, is our caller still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, Dr. Stan, I am. The information is certainly out there. And why we can't get it out to the people, I don't know. Why our government would be suppressing this information is just beyond imagination.
Unless, of course, that they are intending to do this. I mean, this is the only logical explanation. And remember, this is, we have two governments. We have our government, which is, and then we have the invisible government that controls our government. And people never want to believe our government, the American government, could do something evil, and it wouldn't. But it is the invisible government that controls our government that is doing these terrible, terrible things. And because they've compartmentalized government, and then, of course, they've forced government employees to assign non-disclosure agreements, acknowledging that if they ever tell the truth about what's going on, they'll be sent to prison. As a result, most government employees are afraid to tell the truth.
That's absolutely correct. And I love everything you say here. I've listened to you for years and years and years, Dr. Stan. Thank you so much for all you do. You're right on the front lines there and bringing the information to the people. Thanks again.
Well, God bless you, and basically what a privilege it is to have a voice in a time like this, and of course to have the access to information, pardon me, to people who have the information, people like Ambassador Henry Cooper, who's a personal friend of ours. We've been to his home, and he's been to our home. We've spent time with him, but he's a very knowledgeable individual, well-known and acknowledged back in Washington, D.C., and I will tell you, Ambassador Cooper has an area where he has hopes to be able to get his family to get them out of Virginia where he lives, and of course a place for him and his children, farm, because they really believe this. They spend half their time there now making preparations for this cataclysmic event, which they believe is going to happen, and I believe is going to happen, whether it's going to be EMP or something else. I'm not certain. But EMP is as good a bet as any, because, of course, somebody is intentionally suppressing the information of this not imaginary but very real danger from the American people. Anything else you'd like to say before we let you go? Well, I guess our caller is gone anyway. Of course, we always look forward to your calls when we have open lines, because sometimes when we are really unprepared, why, we just have to be able to talk about the things we're concerned about. And I will tell you, I am very, very concerned about the threat of an EMP attack, as you've heard me say. Sydney, I know people in intelligence who have been told by their contacts in government, get out of the United States. A terrible event is going to happen. I know other people who have affiliation with people with intelligence are getting the same message, and they're leaving America. The people who are knowledgeable, I'm not going to leave. It's our home. The battle for the survival of Christian civilization is here. I hope you'll join us. From the survival of Christian civilization.
Sir Optimist International of Fort Collins reminds everyone, there tends to be a severe blood supply shortage at this time of year. Roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. Give the gift of blood. This message from Sir Optimist International of Fort Collins in Fort Collins. For information, call 970-988-0563. That's 970-988-0563. Or visit online at fortnet.org/SIFC. That's fortnet.org/SIFC. IFC.
I'm a small business owner who wants to get down to the business of making my business better. So yeah, this is about me. It's about my dream, my desire to grow my business, turn a bigger profit, and increase my output. And it's the reason I'm looking at these Ram trucks and commercial vehicles, and I like what I'm seeing. From the legendary Hemi to the durable and powerful Cummins Turbo Diesel, you can enjoy low cost of ownership, the industry's best warranty, and upfitter-friendly chassis. They've got on-the-job upfit allowances up to $1,500, a special $1,000 Small Business Incentive, bringing the total savings offers up to $8,200. On top of all this, you may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price as a tax deduction. But the real incentive is low cost of ownership, fuel efficiency, and durability. I'm small business. My gut says Ram. Guts. Glory. Ram.
Maximum tax expense eligibility, $139,000. Consult your tax advisor. See dealer for eligibility and cash allowance details. Must take delivery by January 2nd, 2013. For more information about on-the-job savings, call 877-ON-THE-JOB or go to ramtrucks.com. Hemi and Ram are registered trademarks at Chrysler Group, LLC.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Hail, Dr. Dan, here at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us financially, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best tapes or CDs of the month, and I must say newsletter. Some people don't even take those. They read our newsletter on the Internet, and they listen to our programs, pull them down from the archives. They're there. You can listen to them for nothing. You can watch many of our DVDs on the Internet for nothing. And you can listen to our radio programs. They're all available on the Internet. And, of course, as you know, we do this early morning program. Well, we do 4 hours more every day, 2 hours in the afternoon, 2 hours in the evening. They're all archived at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. I do want to mention, of course, that we have the excellent DVD by Rosalind Peterson on geoengineering, how they're changing our atmosphere. The excellent DVD by Ambassador Henry Cooper on the threat of an EMP attack. Betty Martini's wonderful DVD on the danger of aspartame. They're poisoning our population. Understand, it's not imaginary, it's real. We have my talk on population control, the covert agenda, and Agenda 21, the covert plan. These are all different DVDs, many with syllabuses. You need to get the information. You need to help us get it out. And if you buy them from us, you have our permission to copy them and distribute them far and wide, as long as you're not making a profit. And then we want to mention we do are reprinting our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can get a full case of a book. Ordinarily goes for $12.95 a copy. You can get it for less than $3 a copy. If you get a case of them, it costs $150 plus shipping. And if you can sell them, you can do whatever you want to with them. But you need to get people informed about what's really going on. And there's no better book to do that. And I've had this from key people who've read the book, who've told me the book changed their lives. So if you'd like to help us reprint Brotherhood of Darkness, and we're only going to have this offer for a limited time until we get the 60 people to agree to buy a case of the books, $150 a case, and then they can, we will not bill you until such time as we're ready to start printing. But give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We really hope that you'll be willing to pitch in and help us reprint the book. And, of course, you'll have a full case of Brotherhood of Darkness. And the best thing you could do would be to get other people to read this book, and you can play a part in changing their lives. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. And because we know that a lot of people are stressed financially, they're not going to be able to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness, or they're not be able to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. But we ask you then to simply pray for our ministry. And we have a lot of people who can't afford to finance us who do pray for us. And, of course, remember, this is a spiritual battle. There are powerful spiritual forces which are directing the course of events from both the good side and from the evil side. And the reason, of course, we're over there killing people in the Middle East and in the Near East, and while we're financing Al-Qaeda and the other terrorist organizations? Well, partly so we'll have an enemy, and then we can justify having a police state in America to protect us from the wicked enemy created and financed by our own intelligence agencies. But more than that, my fear is that this is all a prelude to terrible things that are going to happen in America. So please pray for America, but pray for me to live it. Please protect until tomorrow. May the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Union Colony Insurance in Greeley takes time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage, and continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops, and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Union Colony Insurance, 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no